we've been pushing it, so. Advertising, you got breakfast now, so. Food always helps. Yeah.
Good morning, Dove. You need that on me? It's good where it is. Okay, I'll be safe. We'll try to finish the sugya of Lishma, the stomach of Lishma L'chol HaPachas, and just try to capture where we're holding the vayla. Meanwhile, we had a yesoidistik and machloikis in Achroinim, how to understand Shaloi Lishma, what's the psul of Shaloi Lishma? One way to learn Shaloi Lishma is that it's nothing more than we have in Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula, when there's a din of Lishma, there's no such thing as a psul Shaloi Lishma. It's just that you're missing the Lishma. It becomes psul as an effect because it's missing the Lishma. But it's not a psul of Shaloi Lishma. If you write a Sefer Torah Shaloi Lishma, it's not a psul of Shaloi Lishma. It's psul because it's not Lishma. Because it doesn't have Lishma. And that's in general, that's what, when we say Shaloi Lishma, that's in general what we mean. For sure by get. Get is like the Aviyah voice of that. Okay? A get is not something, like the Ran explains in Gittin Bariches, a get is not a Sefer Torah. The Ran talks about it by Bittul HaGet, because there's a whole big sugi in Gittin, in Perek HaShaleach, where a person has a koyach to mevatel a get. He could say, that get that I wrote, this is already after the get was kosher, I want to, thank you, Naftali. That get, I want to make it possible. I want to mevatel the get. That get should now be ineffective als a get. So the Ran is dealing over there with, how do you passel a get? It's not a, what is it? It's not a Sefer Torah. It's already a kosher get. But clearly, by a get, you need lishma. That's what it is. You need lishma. And if you don't have lishma, it's possible because you don't have lishma. Clearly, that's the most simple way. And believe me, Ubulvavi, that's the way I learn. Because that's the poshut way to learn. That's the poshut muvan of shaloi lishma. And call it Torah Kul. And there are many Gedolei Achronim understand as such. Then we have the approach of the Brisker Rav, where it goes with a different approach, that besides, the Brisker Rav is masking that Lishma exists. Otherwise, our whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. Our Gemara goes to get, the Brisker Rav acknowledges that. The Brisker Rav even says that the whole sugya of stomach Lishman is dealing with that halacha. The Brisker Rav agrees that there's a halacha of Lishma by Kachem, like by Kol HaTorah Kula. Besides for that, there's a psul called Shaloi Lishma, which you put in the korma chalois psul of Shaloi Lishma. And that is the secondary halacha. The Brisker Rav agrees that the Gemara we're going to go through now is dealing not with that. Because that taka would have no shaykhas, the gitan have no shaykhas. It's maskin to that. Okay? But the briskov base is just so everybody understands, because I saw last week, when talking to the Olam afterwards, maybe now after Yitzchak's Chazor, it was more claw, but the Olam didn't, I don't think the Olam understood what I was saying as far as the briskov. Briskov is not arguing with Rabbi Chanan, he's adding it to Rabbi Chanan. Right, exactly, exactly. So basically, according to the Briskerov, there are two elements when you make a, when you have a kavanah shalei lishma. There are two elements that we have here. Number one, you're missing the lishma, right, of the karm. Number two, you have a psul of shalei lishma. Okay, in the svara of stoma. The whole debate of stoma is only what's negeya to the halacha of the positive lishma. Avad, if you have a stam kavana, you know it's not called shaloi lishma. But that's the whole debate of our gemara. So that should be clear. Without that, we can't even. Without there's nothing even to go right. There's nothing to go forward with. So now the gemara goes through a stickle stira with gittin and kachim. So gemara, so we'll go back to the tanan. Ravina told of purple, that he had a kasha of mili mal yosa. What was his question? His question was, my mili mal yosa. Tanan, we learned, all the karbonos that yishech shoshma kasha, elo shalei olu labaylum l'shem choyva. Taima shalei lishma. Stavka, because it was shalei lishma. Hastama. There was no kavana bichlal, so then avad is kosher. Stomach kosher. Is the mele all about him l'shem chayva? I'm a stomach amik l'shmada. So the gemara, v'minu, kol haget shenechtav shaloi l'shem isha puzzle. Any get that was written shaloi l'shem isha is puzzle. Stomach anami puzzle. We'll see how the gemara knows that. So now, in the mele, it's a stira. Vishoni, zvachim b'stam lishma naimdim. A korban inherently is aimed for lishma. Mashen kein, an isha is b'stam alav l'geirushin emet. Okay. You know, we'll read through quickly the Gemara, what the Gemara's raya is. Zvachim b'stam k'sherim minolon. How do we know Taka stomach shom in the tankalazvachim should be shmov like tani shaloin is bhulishman? It's mashma if you did stomach good. Kabi get nami tani call get your nechta shaloy lishem isha puzzle. For like tani shaloy nechta vlashem isha puzzle. Ella meha cases from shaloy shmol shapeshem shlom. The Mishnah brought down later on that if you have a mixture of kavanas, so it's also called shaloy lishman. What's the case of the mixture of kavanas? L'shem Pesach, L'shem Shlomen. Taima, L'shem Pesach, Estavka, because it was L'shem Pesach, L'shem Shlomen. Ho, L'shem Pesach, and B'stam would be kosher. Almas we see is Estomas, K'lishma. The Gemara says, no. Shani Hosom, K'loi Sadas, Rishen. That's not a Gaya. Now again, from the Gemara's Mukach, that the Stoma that we're talking about here in the Gemara is not a Stoma that we nemon you doing it, L'shma. Right? Because then, Hagufa. In other words, the Gemara here is saying like this, there's really two kinds of stomach kalishman. There's a stomach kalishman where we say, really your kavana is lishma. Stam kavana is lishma. There's such a concept. Stam kavana is lishma. Lumosha. Sukkah, according to Beis Shammai, needs to be l'shem chag. Yeah? So if you build a sukkah, shalei l'shem sukkah, it's possible. It's a Mishnah and Avtes in sukkah. Over there, the Mishnah says, "Davke sukkah yeshan is possible." But if you built a sukkah toich shloishim, if you built a sukkah within 30 days, the sukkah is kosher. Zok Rashi, why is it kosher? Since there's a din shaylim v'doshim, since 30 days before Yom Tov, you're already talking about halachas. Stama oisel l'shem chagu oisel. What does that mean? That means we say there's epison inherent lishma kavana, even though you didn't specifically say. Well, I think, l'shem chag, it's ki'ilu, it's a, we'll call it a subconscious kavanah. There's a subconscious kavana l'shem chag. Okay? That's one kind of stoma. Another kind of stoma is stoma meaning there's no kavana. But there's in the heftza l'shma. Like by kavanas. The oil is an oil because it's inherently an oil. So really what I'm doing is I'm distorting the carbon. Because it is an oil. A sukkah is not like that. Sukkah is not inherently a sukkah. So it's you put up walls. It's not a sukkah. But since I built it within 30 days, we say, stama oises l'shem chagos. That kind of stama l'shma, everybody agrees, works. You understand? Our Gemara is not talking about that kind of stama. And that's why the Gemara is saying, you can't bring a raya from a case l'shem pesach and stama, because that would already be the sukkah dika stama. That would be kolois aldas rishayna wise. That would be, that's not a raya that the korban has an inherent lishma. That may be nothing more than the sugi and sukkah, where you started lishma, blight this, that you're still going lishma. You understand what I'm saying? That's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says, you can't bring a raya from l'shem pesach and stoma, that's good. That stoma is good. Because that is a different type of stoma. That's not a stoma in the heft, so let's call it this way. That's not a stoma in the heft, it's a stoma in the gavra. Since I started doing L'Shem Pesach, there's an inherent subconscious L'Shem Pesach. That's what I'm saying. There's a very clear, and if you look at Rashi here, and stoma here and also here, and you look at Rashi in Pesachim, and in Sukkim, you see clearly a very big difference. Because Rashi's lashon over here of stoma right at the beginning. He says, stoma nami, stoma lishmon. So he says, clear, hilkoch, kol kama, Rashi divya maslo b'stoma lishmon oimdim. Kol kama delo oka shmayu behedyo having lishmon. Rashi is very clear that unless you unroot the lishma, it is lishma. So the lishma over here that we're talking about is uprooting. The stoma means it's inherently lishma, so long that you don't uproot it, as I said, Rashi. Right? Rashi and Sukkot is called a stoma, not like that. Stoma l'shem chag, stoma ois, al das chag ois, sin shalom v'dosh. It's a different word. And that's what the Gemara means over here when the Gemara says that you can't bring a raya from l'shem pesach l'shem shlama, l'shem pesach l'shem stoma, because there it is, al das rishon ois. What does Al-Das Rishon Ha'is mean? It's also a stoma. But it's a stoma where there's an inherent positive das. Which really, this is all inclusive in Tosfos by us that talks about cotton. If stoma works, why is cotton no good? Right? Why does Tosfos say it's that kasha over here? It's nothing to do with Sukkot's Ganbach or Sukkot's cotton in Masecha Sukkah. Because there wouldn't be a question. Because there, the stoma means you're actually having a positive kavana. Here, we're talking about stoma, as long as you don't have a negative kavana, it's inherently lishma. That's why Tosfos is bothered. Oy bazoy, a cotton like it. Because what's wrong with a cotton? Cotton also, he's not distorting. See, by cotton, you can never say stoma kalishma, hatush kin das. He doesn't have das. He's mufka from das. So, But al kopanim, that's what the Gemara is saying over this. The Gemara is looking for a proof that there's an inherent lishma by kachrim. I'm stressing this because the kasha that I asked last week, as I'm talking to you now, I'm making the kasha bigger and bigger. You understand what I'm saying? I'm making this kasha that I asked you last week bigger, as we just read the Gemara. Because the Gemara clearly is saying, we're not talking about the stoma. We're talking about the inherent lishma that's in the carbon. We're trying to prove that by a carbon, there's an inherent lishma. And we're asking a contradiction on get. Says the Gemara, no raya, shani hasam. Says the Gemara, elamai the sefer. Elamai mi sefer, shaloi lishman u lishman. L'shem shlom, l'shem pesach, time it all. L'shem shlomim, l'shem pesach, ostoma, l'shem pesach, kosher. Says the Gemara, if you did it stam, and then you did l'shem pesach at the end, it's kosher. Shani hosom, damino, nichiach, soifi, al tchilosom. It's a chayda. The fact that you ended L'Shem Pesach is a raya, you started L'Shem Pesach. It's a raya that there was some kind of kavana. Yeah? So Sfasem is asked, what kind of svara is that? But the way I was telling you till now, you could say, why is it in the word? There's something called a subconscious kavana. Subconscious kavana. So the fact that we see you, Mechavim Beferish, at the end means there was something up in your das, a subconscious kavana. But anyway, that's locked down. The Gad Rabban Kotlin, Mishnas Rabban, I don't know if I got a chance to look it up, but Rabban actually learns that it does work, Lamafre. Rabban learns that since it's one avoider, so you can actually make something. It doesn't have to be Megala Lamafre. It works, Lamafre. In other words, it's not that by the fact that I thought at the end L'Shem Pesach is a raya that I was always thinking L'Shem Pesach, but rather it's sufficient. It's sufficient that you had a kavanah lishma at the end of the avodah. That works. That energizes the avodah, even though you didn't have. Notice there's two ways to understand the Gemara. Sfasemis is kasha only if you don't learn like Rabara. Sfasemis is asking, how do we see from the fact that you did a Pesach at the end? The Gemara is saying, l'chich sofi antchilos, that retroactively you were thinking. The way Rabara is learning, that question is not a question. Because Rabara is not learning that when the Gemara says, when you have lishma at the end, it shows us that, no, it doesn't show us nothing. It works. You follow? It works. It's kilu, I would tell you, when you make Kiddush, if mitzvah is trichas kavana, you have to have kavana somewhere before mekadosh ha-shabbos, l'shem shabbos. And then your Kiddush is good. That's the way Rabbanan learns. So it's very different than, so some of us didn't learn that. But al koponim, this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Elamai, says the Gemara. So therefore, it's not a guy. Inami Aidi the Tonal Lishmon, Vishaloy Lishmon, Mamela Tonanami, Shaloy Lishmon Lishmon. Mamela is no raya that it's actually Bedafka. So we're still left with no proof that there's stomach Lishmon. Ella, we have a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says later, Lishem Shishat Vorim Azevach Nizbach. And it says clearly, Lishem Zevach, Lishem Zevach, Lishem Hashem, Lishem Ishim, Lishem Reach, Lishem Michoch. These are all the kavonis of the Oyved, v'achatos v'osam l'shem chet, om Rab Yosi, af mi, sheloi hoyo beliboy. Even if he didn't have beliboy, it's still kosher. We don't believe l'shem achat from all these kavanas, it's still kosher. Why? Because the bezin actually made a t'nai that you don't have to have a mind b'feir she kavane, because asnu bezin, the loylemo l'shemoy, Bezdin was misakin that the Kohen or Oved should not have in mind Lishma, should not say Lishma. Why? Because maybe Dilma Osi Lameima Shaloi Lishma. Maybe he'll make a mistake. Memela, they didn't want Visakatai Tichstom Apostle. Kaimi Bezdin Masi Mifsil Bizzeriko. Doesn't make sense. Memela says the Gemara, Al Kochoch Stomas Kosha. If Stom is kosher, then it makes sense that Bezdin would make a takana that you shouldn't pass on the call of Shalei Lishma by making a Stom matziv. But if the Stom matziv midaraisa is no good, ma'ayilu chachomim b'takantum. What the chachomim gain? Fine. Says the Gemara. But again, the whole Mahalach HaSugi is to prove that there is an inherent Lishma in the carbon. And unless, like Rashi says, as long as you don't uproot the Lishma, it blinds that it's L'Shem. L'Shem. Which case? It is like Pigul. There's a pasuk that's mashed. Should be, you're right. The Torah says it's kosher. We'll have nedova here. Yeah, because the Torah and the Maaseh was machshir. Without the pasuk, Yutaka would be pasuk completely. Yes, the kasha on the Torah. The Torah went and said that even though you had a machshava aposelas, it's still kosher b'teres nedova. So you're asking should be like pigul should be pasuk b'teres nedova, but the Torah was machshir. Briskirov is not saying it's pigul. He's saying it's called a psul of shelo lishmo. By pigel, the Torah said it's any oilav, any baratz, it's nothing. And by shelo lishmo, the Torah said it's posul of any oilav, but it's lemaisa, it's kosher, but Torah's not over. That's the Torah. Freks hakasha on the Torah is maskana, but if the Torah would have said pigel is kosher, well, you're asking basically on the dinei haTorah. The Torah made the dinei. We're not making the dinim. Briskerov is just explaining the dinim. He's not, you're saying... Okay, I hear. It's a pasuk. You're saying it goes more gishmak. If you learn like a bechonon, it goes more gishmak that there's such a concept that it's I must. If that's what you're trying to say, I must. If you're trying to bring a raya, it's not a raya against the risk. So Gemara says like this. Says the Gemara, but by get, stumble would not work. So when I was asking you last week, I had difficulty understanding why I was getting any kind of friction, which if I cared, I want friction. I want to pshat in the Gemara. But I wasn't understanding the friction from the Olam Bechlal, because I don't understand how we go from this to get. What's get? For get is, what do you want to say by get? Just, havineini seros echa. By get what? What do you want to say by get now? That you wrote a get without any isha in mind, and what? Should be stomach kosher. Stomach what? L'shem, should stomach be l'shem later? It's not even korov zel zekol alayl, it's not even shaykhs. It's not even distantly connected. And some achronim want to say that that's kufr gemara's teretz. It's not the gemara's teretz. It's not the gemara's teretz. The gemara, actually, if you medayik properly in the gemara epis seems to go to a whole different place. Because l'chayra, by kotshim, we're dealing with a korban. We're saying that the stam korban and oil is an oil, right? And oil is ruven is stam oil is ruven. And unless you uproot it, that's what it is. You could mess it up. You could try to mess it up, which I'm going to show you kama v'kama diyukim from the Rambam, that's the way to learn. You could mess it up. But stamazai, it is Ruvain's oil. Okay? Unless you mess it up. Okay? The get has no shaykhas. The get's a piece of paper. There's no Ruvain, there's no layer, there's no get, there's nothing. What's the stomach? What's the Rami Mili Mal Yasa? But look at the Gemara, be Medaik and the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara doesn't even say Stam Get Lav L'Gerishim. What's the Stam Isha? Who's even talking about a woman? Who's even talking about a woman? Who's even talking about the woman? So Tosfos Taka asked. I asked you last week, what would be if you made a tonight before you marry this woman, I'm going to divorce her. So she is Oymet L'Gerish. Well, Tosis gives a case. She was Nesar. She's a Zoyman. Yechayev to be Megarish. It's also possible. Hey, you have a woman, you Mechuyev to be Megarish. She's a Zoyman. You have to divorce her. Still, you can't pick up a get in the drugstore. Why not? Stomach Lishmon. Isha Zul Gerish and Kaim. So Tosfos says, "Ein Achnami," but she's not oimed to be Megaresh, as Begedze. What does this get have to do with that lady? You wrote a get out of the printer. What does it have to do with this lady? Right? So I have one kasha on Tosfos. So why did the Gemara say that? Why did the Gemara say that? The Gemara said, "Stam Isha Lav Legerish and Kaim." Stam a woman is not oimid for gerishin. Frek Tosfos, I'll find you a woman that's yeah oimid for gerishin. So Tosfos, yeah. But the get is not oimid for this woman. So she's oimid to get divorced. Not from this, you know, Rite Aid get. This Rite Aid get has nothing to do with this lady. What? Zach Fashtenish, I'm asking you on Tosfos. So why didn't the Gemara say that? Why didn't the Gemara say the magic words? Stam get, lav, li'isha zu. then we wouldn't have a kasha. Then, if the Gemara would have said that, then b'doich gadol, I could accept the Karen Oyer's mahalach that that gufa was the shock of a tired Gemara. The Gemara's teretz is, you know what? By get, there is no inherent. By a carbon, there is, even though it sounds to me like a very elementary havamina, one that I wouldn't suspect that Amirorim would have. But what I'm trying to tell you is, even that, to me, bilti muvan, havamina, is not in the Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon HaGemara is mashma. The Gemara all of a sudden jumped from kachin, from the heftza to the gav. Stami shalav l'gerishim kaim. The Gemara dach mashma. Let's say all nashim will get. Let's say halacha would be that a person could marry a woman only for 12 months, and every 12 months you have to give her a get and remarry her. So that would be the halacha. The Gemara's mashma, he bazei, well, it's been good. The way the Gemara reads, let's say the halacha would be stam isha legerish and kaim, that would be takabit halacha. It would be halacha in the Torah. Ki yikach ish isha v'gil sha'acha yubeis chodesh. That would be the halacha. The Gemara's mashma, then in the chanami, stam get would be kosher. I'm just saying the words in the Gemara. The Tosfos actually, the Tosfos is learning now. The get will still be possible. Because it has nothing to do with whether the ish is oymed legerishin, not legerishin. The get is paper. The get is nothing. The get is a piece of paper. What's the get? You pick up a get in the store, you, what, this get has anything to do with this lady? It's nothing to do with this lady. That's Tosfos. Tosfos zogt Eisen. Tosfos zogt Eisen. Tosfos is saying what I'm asking you on the whole havamin of the Gemara. How in the world could a piece of paper that wasn't written for a woman, for any specific woman, be a kosher get? For kosav lo lishma. It's bewildering. It's totally bewildering. So the Gemara says, a get has certain components that need lishma. Okay? Certain components of the get don't need lishma. If you put the address, Suzanne Lake, that we do here in Muncie, we write, you have to write where the city is. The Yosfor at Lake Suzanne, right? So if you wrote Lake Suzanne, Shalei Lishma, you're 100% right. You could go to the store. Anybody could pick up a get. Certain parts of the get are not Negei Lishma. But then there are certain parts of the get that need lishma. Shema Ish, Shema Isha. And most importantly, Hareyat Muteres L'Cholad. That's the Guf Haget. The Guf Haget is the words Hareyat Muteres L'Cholad. They are Rishonim in Gittin who hold, Midaraisa, you don't need a shame. You don't even need a name. They are Rishonim who hold, that Midaraisa, you can write a get, Reuven could write a get for his wife, one sentence, Hare at muteras l'chol adam. But those words have to be written for his wife, for this man, to this woman. That's the lishma. And even the Rishonim will hold shame begitn his ma'akev v'daraisa. It's for a whole different reason. It's for a whole different reason. It's because the Torah says v'kosav lo sefer. Sefer means sipur, a story. So the Mordechai brings down Rabbeinu Yoel that says, if you don't have who's divorcing who, it's not a story. The get has to reflect what's happening. That's a side reason why you need the name. The name, what I'm trying to tell you is, the name is not even, the whole Gemara, Shmi Kishimcha, it's not even a Gea, the name. It's not Gea, was this get, Harei Muteres L'Chol Adam, written for this woman, by this husband, for this woman? And the answer is, no, capital M. So what's the stomach? It's if anybody has a mahalach, please tell me. I'm desperate. Hatzalah. Laser. It's Hatzalah call. Here, so you don't have to leave. Hey.
Maybe the file gets the
key. I know what's going on here. Why would Stamma get that a guy wrote, Harad Muteras L'Cholada, a a sefer wrote, Harei Muteres L'Chol Adam. There's a cipher.
No.
The cipher is writing.
No, the guy himself is writing.
That's not the case of the Gemara.
Or the cipher.
The Gemara says we're talking about a commercial cipher who's writing Gittin. He doesn't know this guy from a hole in the wall. He doesn't know the guy. He doesn't know the woman. He knows nothing. He's writing a get for commercial purposes to be able to sell the get. He writes, Yankiv is divorcing Leah. Now, the Torah HaKadosha said that what's a get? A get is something that Yankiv writes with the intention for his wife Leah. That's a get. Yeah? Here, there's no Yankiv, there's no Leah, there's nothing. All there is a piece of paper that some cipher decided he wants to write. What? What is going on here? What's going on here? The whole Hemshech of the Gemara is talking about some kind of inherent lishma that's lies. It's a pella. And I'm trying to tell you is that the Keren Oiris Mahalach, the Gemara alone alluded that that's not the Havamina, because the Gemara made the distinction between Lashem, Pesach, and Stoma. And the Gemara said you don't have a raya from Lashem, Pesach to Stoma to what we're dealing with. Because Lashem Pesach Stoma, this is Stam Das. We're talking about the inherent Lishma in the carbon. So the whole, even the Havamin of the Gemara, is talking about the inherent Lishma that's in the carbon. So what in the world is the Gemara talking about when the Gemara says, what about a Stam Get? Yankee, if you look very relaxed. A good bagel doesn't help this. If she get Pesach Stoma, it's still... I don't know the Havamina of Maskana. I don't know anything. The Maskana is not this either. The Maskana is, Stam women are not Oymit forgiven. Loyal Leinu in 2016, Efshin Nitaza. My point is, has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with that. My point is, not the Havamina I understand. And more importantly, not the Maskana I understand. Toysis on the side almost said, Toysis almost looks like he had a different Gemara. Toysis says, one second, what about a Saita? He says, she have to divorce her. Toysis, yeah, but Mechtes and this cat is for her. Beautiful, it's music to my ears. That's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, Stam Isha Wamul Gerish. Anyway, says the Gemara, what's the case? Look, the Gemara, mehodet nan, Rabbi gets some apostle minolon, mehodet nan, or yomid b'shuk, v'shama kol seifrim, makin ish plenty gish, ish plenty, small complaini, v'oma zeshmi v'zeh mishti, posel gash. Says the Gemara, dum kav popet, it's the Seifer Nasuyin L'Islam in Askinan. And the Mele, that's good enough. So that's the Reb Chaim I gave the Olam to look up in Hilchos Tefillah, Sefer Torah. Reb Chaim says, by Sefer Torah this will be good. If you want to buy a Sefer Torah, the Seifer doesn't have a mind, you. He has a mind, L'shem, Sefer Torah. Because it's a cheft of a Sefer Torah. It's a Sefer Torah. It's a Sefer Torah with you or without you. We don't need you to make it into a Sefer Torah. It's a Sefer Torah because it's a Sefer Torah. So he says, over there, Avada would be good. Avada would be good. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Says the Gemara, Ey Bazai, Lo Yichtav L'shem Krisis Klal. It's not good. Elo meha, we'll give you a case of stoma that should be good. Yes, okay. Kosel l'garish az ishto even imlach. He changed his mind. This l'chayr is mamish a case of shaloy l'shmuch. Right? Which we'll see in the Gemara. Motzi beni b'emel shmi k'shem cho shem ishti k'shem ishtecho. We have the same name. I have the same name as you. My wife the same name as you. Possible garish boy. So you see, it's possible. Still, what the havamin of the Gemara is. Some learn that the Gemara, you look in Tosfos, that Stam, when they wrote together for anybody who has this name. As I saw it. Such a type of kavanah. The das was that was the Stam. So it says like this, Shani Hossam, the inkit l'shem gerish and dahu, that's worse. Because it was written dafka for the other wife. And maybe that's menatikit from anybody else. Elo Yeser al Kain, again, we're trying to prove stomach shalikalishma by get. Yeshlo, if a guy has two noshim, shtei noshim, we're saying shovets. Kosav ge, he wrote again, lagarish gdoilo lo yagarish poezaktani, even though they have the same name. Shani Hassam, the same question, didn't get l'shem gerish and dahi. It was uprooted. Okay, so Hashem says, what the Gemara see more in this terrace than the last terrace? Elameha. Yes, obviously the Gemara holds there's a difference between the Baal, another Baal. In this case, you have the same Baal, just a definition. We'll see why that should make a difference. Elameha. Yes, Al Kain. Omo Lav Lekseiv, write the get. Ule Eze She'erze Agamish. Whoever I want, I'll be Magamish. Apostle Gamish. Shani Yosem Neim Breir. Elameha. Akoisiv Tev Segidin. Tzorch shinich mokom ha'ish, mokom ha'ish, mokom ha'idim, mokom ha'zman. From Shmuel, av tzorch shinich mokom ha'reb muteres l'chol adam. It's mashma, if you wrote stam, ha'reb muteres l'chol adam, it wouldn't work. Okay. That's the maskona. Maskona sa gemora is that you have to leave in the get ha'reb muteres l'chol adam. The mail is muchach, that stam kavona would not work. If the sefer just writes, ha'rei at muteres l'chol adam, which is really the main part of the get, and he wrote it stoma, it would not work. Okay. So, how do we get out of these the sugya? So I want to tell you about this. Getting back to the lishma and the shaloi lishma. By a get, there's a very interesting halacha. The halacha is, it's found in the sugya in Gittin. It's also in the price in Yevomis. If somebody writes a get for a woman before he married her. It's not a good way to start, but he wrote a get before the chasen. He went to Seifa. He said, write a get. The Rambam says,
he's not married. Doesn't mean it.
He's planning to get married.
He's not married now.
He's planning to get married. He's engaged. He's not giving it to her now. He's writing it now. Zok the Rambam, what's the halacha? Perek Vov, Perek Gimel. So the Rambam says, it's possible. The Gemara says it's possible. Comes the Rambam, and he says, why is it possible? Unbelievable Rambam. To reshain him on the Sugya Mashma, it's a Dovah Shalei B'Lielum. You wrote the get for a... She's not here yet. She's not your wife yet. The Rambam seems to be bothered. So what? I'm not doing the gerishin now. That's what's bothering the Rambam. I mean, if I took money out of my pocket and I designated it, I want to use this money to buy a davar shalei b'lielum, and then I give it to you after it's boiled, no problem. If I wrote a shtar that I'm selling you my field that I don't own yet, right? No problem. As long as I give you the shtar when it's my field. If I plan to buy a field and I try to sell it to you today, it's a davar shalei b'lielum, right? But if I write a shtar today to you, but I don't give it to you today, I give it to you after it's b'lielum, no problem. I could write a shtar to you right now, I'm selling it at Empire State Building. As long as I give it to you after I bought it, it works. So it seems that that's bothering the Rambam. The Rambam's not satisfied just saying, which is the pasha the way it simply would read. Because the reason why the Rambam's bothered with that is because Lamaisa, what did the guy do? He wrote, he told the Sefer, he said, Ksav zeh leplainis, v'yehi'imi, l'ksheh senegashena. What's the problem? I'll give it to her when it's a baloyla. Zok the Rambam, ain't a get. Listen to his lashon. She was not able to be divorced at the time. She wasn't his wife. So far, it could still be Dovah Shalei Beliel. Zokdeh. Kishenichtav getzeh. V'nimtza shenichtav shalei l'shem gerush. Steht in the Rambam. Memelet comes out that it was like it was written shalei l'shma. That's what he says. Now, this Rambam takes whatever I was asking you and makes it even bigger. The Rambam is basically saying that there's Avni Nezer on this and there's a Granat, there's a lot of Achronish Shatayr on this, and we will learn in Git now, Tiferes Yankif, but Perek Gimel, Hilchos Gerush and Halacha Vav. Clearly what you see from the Rambam is that the Lishma is part of the Maisa Gerush. You understand what I'm saying? The Lishma is not just, having in mind to use this as such. No. The Lishma is part of the Maisa Gerish. And therefore, if when I was having the Lishma, it couldn't become part of the Maisa Gerish, because she wasn't my wife. So it's ineffective. That's what you see from the Rambam. Everybody understand what I'm saying? In order for the Lishma to work, when the husband goes to the Sofer and he designates his wife to be divorced, and he tells the Sofer, write the get for my wife, at that moment the get process is beginning. Not Nesinus HaGet. Nesinus HaGet is the Chalois HaGet at the end. That's the conclusion. But the beginning of the process is already at the time of the writing of the get. That's part of the... Because why? Because the Torah said, V'kosam lo. If the Torah would have said, V'nosam lo sefer krisus, then the writing of the get would not be part of the process. But that's not what the Torah said. The Torah said, V'kosam lo sefer krisus. Memele d'ksiv, that also explains, the Granat says this, Parichas, why the Halacha is reich haget poisa lakuna. If a guy writes a get for his wife, she's already mid rabbonim posel. Because the process started. She's a shtickel gerush. The gerushin began the time of the writing. This also, when we were learning Gittin, I gave maybe half a dozen shiurim on this, on why, all the achronim deal, why is a get called a dovah shebe'alva? Why is the get called? The Gemara in the beginning of Gittin says that when a shliach says, b'fanei nechtam, that's called a dovah shebe'alva. That's the Gemara's, right? So all the Achronim ask, why is the get the Dovah Sheber? Dovah Sheber is the giving of the get. Why is the writing of the get Dovah Sheber? But according to this, it's understood. Because the Ksivas HaGet is a chelik of the Maisa Gerishim. That's what the Rambam is saying, that it's not possible to write a get Lishma on a woman who's not yet your wife. Because the Lishma makes it triggers the ksivas haget to be part of the get process. To who? To a strange woman. Zokta Rambam, ain't a bas gerishin. She's not a bas gerishin. And therefore, the nimtza shenichtav shalom. The Rambam, so it comes out, it's not lishma. Comes out from the Rambam, makes the question that we were asking. Hundreds of times more difficult. Sofer is writing, this is part of the get process. There's no tzivui haget. There's no tzivui habal. There's no shlichas habal. There's nothing. There's some guy sitting in his basement in Keser village writing gittin. That's it. Keser gittin ulucha. All of a sudden, the Gemara is saying it should be a good get. What's going on here? It doesn't even begin. The Rambam is saying that the Lishma of the get is not stam. This paper is for a get. No. This is the Tahalich. This is the beginning of the process of the Gerish. What's going on here? Of course you have to have a Lishma. So the whole, really the whole thing, Meirei Shavad Gemira, is Marafa Sigra. It's Maravis Igro. So I want to tell you a simple idea. We only have a couple of minutes, but I think we can hop it. I'll tell you like this. We were dealing a lot with the Brisker Rav and Rabbi Chanan, the different ways of looking at the Lishma. And as I told you, I was much more neiter to Rabbi Chanan and the Mikdash David's way of learning, because that's the Lishma of Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula, Lishma always means the positive. Right? And the Mele, that's the way of Elamai, the Brisker Rav has certain riots. You have to deal with the riots. But if you read through the Rambams, let me just read you a couple of Rambams here. A couple of Rambams that would imply that Shaloi Lishma is really, the psul is that you now made it into a different thing. That's the psul. By the way, by Pigel, getting back to your case, Pigel, you never find the Lashon that you're Mishana. It's called Machsheves Chutz L'Zman. It's not called a Shinui Hashem. You follow what I'm saying? By Pigel, it's not called a Shinui Hashem. By Pigel, it's called Kavano to do it. It's like a Machshav Aposel. It's talking like the Brit. By the way, by Pigel, there's no debate. That's what it is. It's a Machshav that passes. There's no debate between Rabbi Chanan and the Brisker Rav. That's what Pigel is. Pigel is a Machshav that makes the carbon pass. Over there, there's no room for any debate. And there's no reason to say it differently than the Brisker Rav. That's the Poshet. Just like by Lishma, it's Poshet normally not like the Brisker Rav. Machshavas Pigel is Poshet like the Brisker Rav. If you look at the Loshon HaRambam, I just want to read you Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam says like this. Echad, he doesn't call it Shaloi Lishma. This is in Perek Tezvov, beginning of Perek Tezvov. Echad HaMishana Shem HaZevach B'Shashchite Oy b'shas kabole, oy b'shas hilocho, oy b'shas rike. What's the Rambam saying? The Rambam calls Shaloi Lishma Mishane. You're changing it. You're changing from what it's supposed to be an oila. You're being Mishane. He doesn't even say, and this is out of Shmuz Rabbi Yankiv, he doesn't even say Hashoichet Shaloi Lishma. He says b'shas chita yom Mishane Shma. You understand what I'm saying? The Rambam is saying you're undesignating what it's supposed to be. You're distorting what it's supposed to be. That's how he teaches Shaloi Lishma. He teaches Shaloi Lishma that you are distorting what the carbon is. You're taking the carbon, you're being mishanet. Now, according to the Brisker Rav, it's not being mishanet. That's not, you're passing it. It's a psul shalashina. According to Brisker Rav, that's the halach of the regular stomach lishma, the galach. But the Rambam saying, and that this goes straight consistent with the Loshon HaRambam, he keeps on going, and he also says b'shashchit. Now we go up a little weiter. The Rambam talks about pigul, chutz l'zman, machsheves hashini Hashem. That goes back to the Loshon of Shaloi Lishma. And then he says, "Umachsheves pigul, umachsheves hazman." Not shini. That's a machshava aposelus. Clear. Toisus is also mashma like that, because Toisus on Daf Beis talks about akira. That shaloi lishma by carbon pesach is oiker from being a pesach to being a shlomim. The shaloi lishma is distorting what it is, being oiker what it is. Anyway, lemaisa. That would be the pastus. The mahalach, I think, here is very simple. The mahalach is every carbon has an inherent lishma, like the Brisker Rav is saying, like Rabbi Chanan is saying. Every carbon has an inherent lishma. The reason why you have to have lishma by a kol is because it has, like the Rambam says, it has to be oimed for that purpose. The oil has to be oimed for oil. If you're mishanet from being an oil to being something else, you're being poigim the carbon. Some carbonus, you're poigim it to the degree that it's possible. Like a chatas and a pesach. So Brisker Rav has a shayla and a menachas, whether that's because it's not bab and adava, whatever the gather of the psul is, those carbonus become possible. And by all other carbonus, it just becomes nifkam, but it's still kosher. But that's Shaloi Lishma. Now, Akir B'Tos, same thing. Akir B'Tos means, since I mistakenly was Mishaneh, so my Shinui is Bat. So I'm right to left with the Lishma in the car. The whole brisk rav is asking, if you made an Akir B'Tos, if the holding of Lishma is the positive, so why would Akir B'Tos not possible to come? I'm telling you simple. Mekach Toyos. What happens? Kinyan's bottle. Kilu, nothing happened. Something that you do B'Tos is bottle. Right? So here you will oiker the carbon. B'Tos. Made a mistake. So Akir is bottle. What are you left with? Stoma. Stoma Kalishman. That's what you're left with. It's not that Akira B'Toyos does a great shaft, this new psul of Shema. No. Akira B'Toyos is ki'ilu, nothing happened. Since the Akira was done B'Toyos, it's a mech, I'll call it a mechach tos. Memele, it's bottle. So what are you left with? Stoma. Ein echanami. If stoma would be puzzle, then Akira B'Toyos should have the same psul. But stoma is kosher. Why is stoma kosher? Because there's an inherent lishma in the carbon. Kokama deloy akale behadya. Now, what did you do with? You were akale betals? Gone. Dakir is gone. What are you left with? Kosher. Now, why by a get? Now let's go to a get. Why by carbonus is it that way? Because the carbon be'etzim has a din lishma on the carbon. The carbon be'chefza is lishma. Right? Now here's the question. Why by a get isn't it like that too? Why don't we say taka by a get? That the get itself, why are we tying the get to the woman? Why don't we look at it like this? Just like all the achrenim ask in the beginning of getting. The get is a document. The document is like an oil, makdish and oil. I made the get as a get. Now the document should be a good get. Right? The document should be a good get because the get should also have. Why do we look at a get that the get doesn't have its own, doesn't have the ability to have its own inherent lishma? Why takanat? That's kufa, I want to tell you what the Gemara's kashma, the mili mal yasa. The mili mal yasa wasn't. The Mili Mal Yasa question was, why in fact, isn't there a concept of an inherent lishma by a get? By Sefer Torah, there's an inherent lishma, like Reb Chaim says. Even when you're writing a Sefer Torah for Pesach, you're writing a Sefer Torah for David, there could be an inherent lishma in the Sefer Torah. I'm writing the Sefer Torah, l'shem Sefer Torah. Why, in fact, cannot get not have an inherent lishma?
You can have different wines. You have to know who it's for.
By a sefer Torah, the Torah gave a din of lishma too, and there's a mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. But over there, we look at it as two things: sefer Torah. You can make a sefer Torah inherently lishma. Then the person could be coin it. L'shem mitzvah k'siva sefer Torah for themselves, or however they go about it. It's a big shaila, how it works, shlichas on the ksav or not. By a kom, you could be makdash an oilo, right? It's an oilo. It's b'cheftz an oilo, right? Why can a get not be written l'shem get? Why can a get have, this is a get? We're going after the halachas. No. The Bailam, 1 second. The Bailam have to designate it to be a get. Otherwise, there's no way to create a stam get. Zokti Gemara Romi Mili Mal Yosa. Why? Why is there no din lishma by a get like there is by Sefer Torah, like there is by Kachim, like there is elsewhere? Why isn't that? Why is there no such lishma? Yes! 1 second. Yes, there is There is a difference between getting kashim. We were going ahead of ourselves. We were going, hey, one second, what's the shaykhus? What I'm telling you is put it into reverse, go backwards now, for a moment. Yes, the facts are that by kachim there's an inherent lishma, by get there's no inherent lishma. And that's taka why it's no good. That's taka. The Gemara knew that. The Gemara knew that in the Havamina, and the Gemara knew that in the Maskon. That was never a vikuach in the Gemara. The Gemara knew that that was the Rami Mili Mal Yosa. The Gemara knew that without Sivli Abal, or Shlichas Abal, or whatever it is, of designation, that the Ksiva should be done, L'shem, this, his wife, there's no such thing as a get inherently being L'shem Gerish. As a get being written L'shem Gerish, without a designation. There's no such thing. That's Kufanit, that's Takan Aloch. That's Taloch. We were asking, since that's Taloch, what's the Gemara's Kasha? I'm telling you this. The Gemara was asking, why in fact does the concept of an inherent lishma not exist by a get? Why? Says the Gemara, Zok the Gemara, by a get, heyois that a woman is not oymed legeirushin. Stam a woman is not oymed legeirushin. So in order for the get to be complete, it needs a link. You need a woman and a document to match. That is the structure of a get. Just like if you write a Sefer Torah missing a letter, it's a postal Sefer Torah. You're missing the structure of Sefer Torah. Right? By every get is missing the Isha. The Isha is not linked. The Isha is not linked to the get. The Isha is not linked to get. A Stam Isha doesn't have a link to any get. So Mamela, on the link, you don't have a Sefer Kriyas, you don't have a complete book. The book includes the Isha. Because part of what happens by the Ksivas HaGet is the linkage between a woman and a get. In other words, a get without a woman is not a get. There's no such thing as, yes, every woman is Oymed for get, now just pick up your get. Get your get. No. I'm not Oymed for get. The Ksivas HaGet is what makes me designated Lagerish.
So it's because women as a class?
Oh, exactly. Woman. No. That's why the Gemara. So now it explains why the Gemara jumped from the Gavra to the Chefza. Because the Gemara knew that by Get there's a din in the Gavra, and by Kachim it's only a din in the Chefza. That was the Gemara Shaila. Why? Why by Get is there a din Gavra? And Mamela Stama is not Kilishma. And why by Kachim is there a Bechef to Lishma? That was the Gemara's question. I asked you, it's the Gemara's Teretz, the Gemara's not, what the Gemara asked, the Gemara's not answering. The Gemara was asking, what happened to the inherent Lishma? The Gemara says, well, a woman's not limited to God. That the Gemara knew. That's part of the Rami Mili Malyasa. The Rami Mili Malyasa was, why is it that by Kachim, there's something called an inherent lishma in the chefza, and by a get, you need the gavra to be involved in order for it to be lishma. You need an active pursuit mitzvah the gavra for it to be lishma. Tzivli habal, lishem habal, whatever. Why is that the case? And the answer is, since stam isha lav legerishim kaima, the ksivas haget alone is the hazmana of this woman becoming a megureshes. So Mamela, it has, if it's not, the lady bliped without a hazmona. The lady's, she's in the corral. She has no hazmona. The ksivas haget is what's miyached, the woman, l'shem gerish. That's the word. And that's why the ksiva and the woman are all one thing. The one, to put it very prost, the woman is part of the ksivas haget. She's part of the writing of the get, for kosavua. The ksivas haget is what designates the woman l'shem gerish. That's what the ksiva accomplishes. So to say that there should be an inherent l'shma in the get without the isha is not shaykh. It's not plugged in. Because the accomplishment of the ksivas haget is part of the designation process for the woman to be a bas gerish. Why? Because tam isha's love bas gerish. Every woman is not a Bas Gerishin. And the get makes her a Bas Gerishin. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is all one shtickle. And the point, what I'm telling you is, again, this is the easiest way to understand it. The Gemara knew much more than we thought in the Havamina when we were asking Akash. The Gemara's Havamina was way ahead of our Maskon, which is usually the case. Probably always the case. The Gemara knew, get, there's no inherent Lishma. Kachim, there is an inherent Lishma. The Gemara knew that. The Gemara was analyzing. But why is it like that? Why is it that Kachim have an inherent Lishma, and by get there's no such concept? The Teretz is, because the get accomplishes to make the woman a Baskerish. Stam, a woman, is not a Baskerish. It's like a Behemah Baal Mum. A Stam woman is not a Baskerish. The get makes her into a Baskerish. The get, if you want to put it in Kachim terms, the get is makdish the woman to be a Baskerish. The get is like saying, Harehi mikudeshes betor get. That's what the get. Like you have Harezu oilo, Harezu shlamim, Harezu baskerish. So therefore, that's part of it. You can't have that without that. So of course there's no inherent, what do you want the paper should be lishmo? The paper is nothing. The paper is designating her to be a baskerish. That's what the Torah is doing. Basically, the Torah says you have to be makdish, your wife, for gerishin, and then you have to divorce her. Like a kom. Again, I don't want to sound too prost here. You shech the kom, you shech the... But if you want to make an equation, the gerishin is being makdish, the woman will get, and then the sinas I get is the shechita. You follow what I'm saying? You follow what I'm saying? Therefore, without having Lishma at the time of the writing the get, you didn't say Harezu Oila. Harezu Teres is Harezu Oila. It's Mamish Knakadik. And the Gemara is explaining that. Stamish is Lav Baskerish. The Ksiva makes him the Baskerish. Okay. Oh, I have to give you my Makremis for next week. You have to be organized. Okay, so we're going to go to Gimel. We're going to do the Indian of L'Shem Chulin. It's going to be a lot easier to understand because we did this sugya. So we're going to go to Gimel Amud Beis, the two dots. Yeah, Gimel Amud Beis, the two dots. I just would like the Olam to look up as follows. The Ramban, and I'll tell you, I'll outline it for you. The Ramban is in Rosh Hashanah, Melchames on Daf Chof Ches. And this is some kivega that I'm going to leave out. And a chazanish, for those of you that are not, simin membeis, sifkot nehei, in Zvachim. And Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri, in Psulei Mugdoshim, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Dalet. And that will do it. Also, if you have extra time, over there, in the also Meach, and that Rambam as well, Perek Tezvach.
Hypothetically, if it was a halacha that everybody has to divorce their wives every 12 months,
then it wouldn't be a problem. Because then you wouldn't have to
write
be
it on the shelf.
Because then you wouldn't have to be mazmin or legerishin.
Right, everybody's mazmin legerishin. You could put them on the
every
shelf.
Woman is self-designated.
That's not the case.
That's not the case.
That women as a class, and right. Why not? I'm in legerishin. Thank you. Where was the Rambam that you were just referring to? Those series of Rambams by you, Shtita. When reading those Rambams,
which
you said there. When you started answering. You said there are two Rambams.
Tesvav, you mean?
It's Tesvav?
Yeah, the beginning of Tesvav. Just go from there. Psulei Mekdash.
My comment about...
The Losh, you mean the Losh of Mishana, you mean?
Yeah. My comment about multiple women is I guess, in what you're saying, is that you're not... with multiple women, you're definitely not connected anywhere. But maybe if you had one wife, then there would be an automatic connection.